physicians need to be able to look at and understand all the numerical references for risk. And they have to be clear on how to provide that information to their patients. We have another case to share, and for this patient, understanding the details about risk was particularly important. Catherine from St. Charles, Illinois, is a cancer patient who's involved in a clinical trial. Let's hear how she weighed the potential risks against potential benefits for her medical condition.
I love to do yoga. My personal health and wellness is so important to me because I like to live, I like to be able to be in movement. In order to take care of my body, mind, and spirit, I chant. When I do that, I'm calmer and I'm focused. I had rectal bleeding, went to the doctor, and he found a 1.5 to 2 centimeter firm mass.
My first reaction was just shock, total shock, feeling in the pit of the stomach like it had been pretty much kicked.
Our family had been through the death of one of our children. She had a very rare form of cervical cancer and passed away just 3 days before her 20th birthday. So when I was diagnosed and when I was told, my first reaction was, not again. My family cannot go through this again.
What we try to explain is that in oncology, we always have to weigh what is the risk versus the potential benefit. And in this particular case, the potential benefit is cure.
I'm very hopeful.
Many people have never been placed in a situation of medical risk to this degree. And for some people, it just doesn't seem real. We don't want to minimize the risks.
What had been described to me for treatment was quite brutal. I think there's a huge time element when we're looking at risk of cancer versus a chronic disease such as diabetes. Cancer needs to be treated immediately, but diabetes, you live over a long length of time where cancer has a lot higher mortality rate. Cancer is cancer. There are no guarantees in any medical drugs that you're going to win. And we've seen that in our own family. The concerns that I had with both of the medications, the usual regimen and the clinical trial, were very separate. Some of the risks, though, with the clinical trial were quite scary. The injection where I could stop breathing was quite frightening. Confronting instantaneous death was very difficult. I took the risk. I just wanted to make sure that the long-term effects were as mild as possible and that my outcome would be the highest. That was very important to me.
When we explain risk, we do need to be very specific. But we also have to be aware that as we discuss the schedule of treatment, it can be very overwhelming. And it is going to take more education. And as we develop better ways to define risk, it's going to be more and more important that we can explain this, both in terms of how we educate physicians and nurses, but also how we explain this to patients.
When you're faced with cancer, your life expectancy is right in your face. It's a different way of looking at life. Risk to me is like standing with a blindfold in a busy intersection and taking a step, and we don't know where we're going to step. And we hear all sorts of noises around us, but we're not sure what's in front of us because we cannot see, and we don't know ahead of time what the outcome is going to be. But in order to move, in order to go forward, we must take that step. And so blindfolded, we go forward.
I consider Catherine just an inspiration for us all and a role model for society, because she's willing to expose herself to potential risks of an experimental drug in order to perhaps accrue benefits for herself. But regardless of her personal outcome, the benefits to society from this will be enormous.
And I think it's very important for her to have explained her family situation to us to understand why she made the decision she made, because she already had a loved one die of a cancer, and that affects her decision-making process. And that's something, that's why the primary care physician really needs to know their own patients.
You know, Catherine's doctor explained that conversations about risk can be overwhelming for some patients, and I have to say, after hearing about all the different kinds of risks, it can be confusing as well. But can you expect patients to really understand frequencies and percentages, Dr. Hennigans?
Well, I personally feel that one has to tailor the message to the individual patient, because some of the patients really want this and demand it, and others really are overwhelmed by it. And I think that's why the art of medicine transcends the science of medicine, and the ability of the healthcare provider to understand these risks and communicate them effectively is so important.
How can physicians be sure that patients are actually getting the information properly, that they're getting their point across?
Well, one good way of being sure that your patient heard you is at the end of the session, or right before the end of the session, you've been spending the last 5 or 10 minutes explaining risk, the side effects of the medication, how to take the medication. It's a good idea to turn to your patient and say, okay, can you repeat back to me what you're going to do with this medication? Or can you repeat back to me what we talked about? A lot of physicians don't do this. They just talk and talk and talk, and the patient nods as if saying yes, and really he's saying, yes, I got to get out of here. But, you know, so I think it's very important to let the patient speak back to you.
I agree 100%. And it is a step that's so easy when the patient's been giving you, you know, body language that are affirmative, like they do understand, to just skip it. But it can be a big surprise when the patient tries to explain it to you in return and they don't get it. And what I often say is, you know, you're going to go home and your family's going to ask you about this. What are you going to tell them? What did we just talk about?
That's a good way of saying it, because then you're not putting them on the spot
right.
as much.
And I often will write it down while they're talking back, repeating it back to me, and make the corrections there so they can go out of the room with something written down.
This has been quite an in-depth discussion about the issues that arise when we talk about risk. How would you summarize what we've discussed during the last hour?
First of all, knowledge is power. And that's true for the healthcare provider as well as for each of his or her patients when it comes to the knowledge of risk. And when it comes to the communication of that risk, I think it's extremely important to have a dialogue between the healthcare provider and each of his or her patients. And the second point, really directed at the patients themselves, is that in my 4 decades of as an academic researcher, teacher, and clinician, I believe today that in society as a whole, the doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and pharmacists are an extremely dedicated, conscientious group of healthcare providers who are trying to do more good than harm and to do the best for the most patients. And I think the preservation of that trust by the patients in their healthcare providers is an essential element of maximizing benefit and minimizing risk.
You need to have a knowledge of the data as a physician, but you also need to have a knowledge of your patient and be able to know how to impart that information to your patient. So you really have to know about your patient physically, psychologically, emotionally, and socially in order to be able to impart this kind of information to the patient so that the patient understands your level of risk assessment.
It's just as important that we as physicians understand what we bring to the conversation about risk and also about benefit, what our own biases are. And once we've done that, I think that it's essential that we take advantage of a full palette of tools to help communicate to the patient. It's like painting a picture for the patient about what they can expect from from a disease and from an intervention. And it should be a colorful picture. There should be a lot of information. The most important thing is that it be accurate and that the patient understand it. Just because we've shown it to the patient doesn't mean they understand it.
Thank you all for participating in this really important discussion today. And we'd also like to thank our viewers, and we hope today's program will give you some tools you can use to interpret risk and communicate risk information to your patients. Also, we encourage each of you to go to your computer, log on to discoveryhealthcme.com, and take the post test. It only takes a few minutes to earn free credit for this program. And if you'd like to see the program again, you can watch it online, download a podcast, or order a DVD. The graphics and references from this program are also available online. Finally, we'd like to thank the University of Virginia School of Medicine for accrediting the program, and we'd also like to thank Sanofi Aventis for the educational grant that made this program possible. I'm Rhea Blakey for Discovery Health CME. Have a nice day.